You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. On Saturday, former Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Shirley Abramson died at the age of 87 from pancreatic cancer. Abramson was first appointed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court in 1976 by Governor Patrick Lucey. She then won re-election four more times and was the first woman to serve as the court's Chief Justice. She retired from the court in 2019. Former Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle joins us now for a look at her career and legacy. Governor Doyle, welcome to Central Time.
I'm glad to be here, Rob, especially to talk about such a special person.
Yeah, can you talk about your reaction to the passing of Justice Abramson?
Well, I was sad. As we knew it was coming. She'd been ill for some time and fighting it bravely, as she always did. But it was obviously a moment of sadness. She meant a lot to me personally, other members of my family, but just to also to thousands of people. It's kind of impressive to see how the outpouring and how many people considered her to be such a close friend. And that's just who she was. She was she was probably as smart a person as one would ever meet, but just also with an uncommon human touch.
And she was seen as a pioneer, a lot of firsts in her name. Can you talk about her as a trailblazer in the legal system here in Wisconsin?
Well, she was. When appointed, I think there was maybe one other judge, a woman, in all of the courts of Wisconsin, and she became the first state Supreme Court justice. When she came out of law school, my father actually hired her for her first job as a lawyer at a time when other law firms, although she was graduated number one in her class, were not hiring women. So the connection with my family goes back a long way. My father, who became a federal judge, and she were dear friends, as she was with my mother. But I don't think there's a woman lawyer in Wisconsin who became a lawyer after 1970 or so who wouldn't say that Shirley Abramson was not her their ideal. She was a trailblazer and did it in a way that she was just, not only did she open the door, she was so superior to everybody else that was even in the room when she went in that she really set a standard for everybody.
Now, I know I've talked to her a couple times over the years about just her love of making sure people understand the law and understand how the legal system works. Can you talk about her as just a propagator of basic knowledge about how our system works?
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, start with the idea that this is one of the country's premier legal scholars, and yet she really wanted to make sure people who weren't lawyers, who were going about their ordinary lives, were connected and saw the Supreme Court in action. So among her many accomplishments in that regard, she was sort of the fiercest defender of open records in the state, and much of our open records laws that unfortunately in recent years have been cut back some, but she made sure the public could see what government was doing. She opened up the deliberations. Again, the court unfortunately has gone in the other direction in recent years, but she opened up their conferences to the public so they could see how judges actually conducted the business of the court. She took the Supreme Court out on the road. As Chief Justice, she took them around and they held court in cities around the state so people could actually see the Supreme Court in action. And maybe, and I know how important this was to her, she was always in classrooms all over the state talking to young people. And she had this great little thing she did with even fourth graders about setting up a legal case. And did you see that happen? Who are the witnesses? And run them through a very fun little exercise about how courts work. So she really did believe strongly that the courts were a public institution and the public should know what they're doing and why they're doing it and how they do it.
Talking to former Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle about the passing of former state Supreme Court Justice Shirley Abramson this weekend. The state Supreme Court has been contentious from time to time over the last 4 or 5 decades, maybe more so recently. What do you see as some of her biggest impacts on law and legal decisions here in the state?
Well, she was the national leader in the development of an idea of the concept that state constitutions should come back into force. Every state has them. Most of the constitutional debates that go on are about what the meaning of the federal constitution is. But she led a resurgence of legal effort around the country to also make sure that we were enforcing the rights that people have under state constitutions. I mentioned it earlier, but she was really a national champion legally on open records and public operation of government. She was a fierce defender of the Bill of Rights, often issuing controversial decisions, but that were assuring the rights of individuals as protected under the Constitution. She was a leading proponent all over the country of free speech. The list goes on. She really was regarded. Justice Ginsburg had written a tribute to her in the last few years, talking about of all the judges that Justice Ginsburg met around the country, Shirley Abramson stood at the top of her legal scholarship, but also her basic adherence to the principles of the Constitution. She came from humble beginnings. Her parents were Jewish people who had come out of Europe just before the Holocaust. She was raised in Brooklyn in the family did not have much. And she never forgot that. She always remembered where she came from and really believed the law was there to protect not just the wealthy and the mighty and the people who could afford access to the courts, but that the courts were there for everybody in this country.
And we'll leave it there. Governor Doyle, thanks a lot for taking the time today.
Thank you.
Jim Doyle served as the governor of Wisconsin from 2003 to 2011. He joined us to talk about the life and legal legacy of Justice Shirley Abramson, the first woman, one of the longest serving justices and chief justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. She died this weekend at the age of 87 from pancreatic cancer. Coming up tomorrow on Central Time, it's been a rough year for restaurants and the people who work in them. And even when they're open, staff at restaurants have been reporting more harassment and lower tips. Get the story and share your own experiences. After months of debate, Congress reached a deal on a new COVID-19 economic relief package. We'll find out what ended up in the plan and what it means for you. From the worlds of politics, culture, and science, we'll look back at some of the biggest names who passed away in 2020. You can share your memories along the way. And 2020 has been a rough year, but there have been some bright spots along the day. We will ask to hear from you. What were the biggest things that happened in your own life for better or for worse? That and more coming up tomorrow here on Central Time.